Welcome to the message podcast of Catalyst Baptist Church, a vibrant church with two campuses located west of Melbourne, Australia. Dedicated to creating a welcoming and safe space for everyone to explore and grow their faith in God, our vision is to see hope multiplied within our community and around the world. We hope this podcast serves as a source of encouragement and spiritual growth for you. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to journeying with you in faith.
Let me ask you a question. Kids, I need you to help me here, okay? Here's the question. Have you ever been promised something amazing, but when it finally happened, it wasn't quite what you expected? Kids, how many of you opened a present this morning or yesterday, and when you opened it up, it was like, oh, clothes. Right? My grandkids are like that. But where's the toy, you know? And it's so much fun. But it's fun until it's us adults that are disappointed, right? Ever order something like this off the internet, right? A beach umbrella is probably big enough to shade the whole family, right? And you're looking forward to that because you got the beach trips all summer long and everything. And then when it comes, it looks like that. Such a disappointment. You know, a lot of things in life are like that. We are told it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. It's going to change your life. That new phone, that new gym membership. And then you get it. And 2 weeks later, your life looks exactly the same. You have the same miserable life you had before, or the same victorious life you had before. Nothing really changed that much. Over-promising and under-delivering. You know, that's what's so special about the Christmas story, is that it doesn't disappoint. It doesn't promise something and then not deliver it. It actually shows up. Here's something that's true for all of us, whether you're a kid, whether you're an adult, whether you're a parent, single, grandparent, all of us want hope. We don't want hype. We want help. We don't want slogans. We want something that actually works. We want hope that holds on when life is heavy. We want hope that survives disappointment and that hope that is still there when things break. And if we're honest, we're actually not looking for a baby in a manger. If that was the end of the Christmas story, then it's actually not that exciting of a story, because we're looking for peace. We're looking for forgiveness, freedom, a fresh start. And that's where the Christmas story meets you and meets me. See, by the time Jesus was born, the people were not looking for inspiration. They were looking for relief. They were looking for rescue. They were looking for restoration. They didn't want another promise. They wanted something that actually worked. Because by the time Jesus was born, honestly, they were tired of waiting. Anybody ever get tired of waiting? That's where they were. They had the promises and the prophecies. They had the expectations. But what they didn't have was hope that they could touch. Tangible hope. Then Luke tells us this. She gave birth to her firstborn son and laid him in a manger. No palace, no parade, no power play, just a baby. See, hope arrived, but not the way anyone expected. That's what was so amazing about it. See, Jesus didn't arrive with power and prestige. He didn't come on the scene with a lot of pomp and circumstance, but don't miss it. This moment changed the course of history completely. See, hope didn't arrive randomly. It arrived precisely. It wasn't the wrong parents. It wasn't the wrong place. It wasn't the wrong time. In fact, God did not miss the moment. He actually chose the moment very deliberately. He chose obscurity over attention. He chose proximity over power and presence over performance. See, hope showed up just not the way anyone expected. Now, kids, I want you to help me with this, okay? We're going to say this together. I'm going to say it once, then you're going to help me. Not how they expected, but exactly what they needed, okay? We're going to say one line at a time. Kids, help me out here. Right after me, say, not how they expected. That's pretty good, all right? But exactly what they needed. Good job, good job. Hey, we're going to do it one more time. And I want to see how loud you can get this time, all right? Not how they expected.
Not how they expected.
But exactly what they needed.
But exactly what they needed.
Wow, man. Hey, the kids have got it. Parents, all right, listen in close because they got it. They understand what's happening here. You see, this is where Christmas gets really, really personal. Luke tells us, says the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. See, there were shepherds who were out in the field looking after their sheep. And shepherds were not professionals. They didn't wear suits and tie to the office. They weren't well trained. They were actually, most likely, they were kids. They were boys and girls because it was a job that nobody wanted. So they would send the boys and girls out in the fields to watch the sheep. And the angels announced something. They said, a Savior has been born. You notice the angels didn't say, a great teacher has been born. Or a great helper has been born. He said, a Savior has been born. You see, a Savior is only needed when something's broken. And what we see here is that hope worked because it dealt with the real problem. Something was broken. And we all know this. We all know that the whole world is broken. We are all, as people, we are broken. And it's not just out there. It's in here. It's inside each and every one of us. And that brokenness has a name. That name of the brokenness is sin. It's not just mistakes. It's not just bad behavior. And it causes us to be separated from God. It's a gap we can't close ourselves. You know, kids, have you ever broken something that after you broke it, you tried really, really hard to put it all back together, but it was just beyond repair? Any kids? Christmas ornaments or anything? I'm using this ugly water glass today, this ugly plastic water glass that I don't like. Because this cup that I wanted my water in was broken. And as try as I might, I'm not going to be able to put this back together and let it hold water, right? Right? Okay. Just want to make sure, kids, you're still with me. Have you ever broken something like that, kids, and then you try to put it back together before mom and dad see? Yeah, it doesn't really work when it's broken that badly. You see, we all had that problem. It's broken so badly, none of us could fix it. So God didn't send us advice on how to fix it. He didn't send us rules that would help us get it right. He didn't shout instructions from heaven. One of Jesus' followers called John said it this way. The Word, that's Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. You see, God didn't send help. God came himself. You know, we needed help. We needed a solution to the problem. And he didn't send just help. He came as a person. He came close into the mess, into the chaos, into our frustration. Light stepped into darkness. And the manger wasn't the end of the story. That's why Christmas is so beautiful. It was the beginning because the baby in that manger grew up. And that baby in that manger loved people that no one else loved. That baby in the manger healed people that no one else could heal. That baby in the manger, when he grew up, forgave stuff that nobody else could forgive. And that was all while he was alive. Then he went to a cross. And he went to the cross not by accident or not as a victim, but on purpose. Because when he came in the manger, The cross was the next destination. The manger led to the cross. And then the cross leads to an empty tomb. See, the cross is where that sin, that brokenness was paid for. The resurrection, the empty tomb, is where hope was proven. That's why Christmas is good news. Because it doesn't ignore the problem, it solves it. Now, these shepherds that the angels talked to, they said that when they heard the news, they said to themselves, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that happened, which the Lord has told us about. So it says, they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. You see, the first people to carry hope weren't religious people. This wasn't the church people. This is something most people didn't expect at all. God didn't announce the birth of his son to the religious leaders or the political leaders. He announced it to shepherds, ordinary people, overlooked people, boys and girls out in the field who didn't really measure up in society. And you know what they did? They didn't analyze things. They didn't debate it. They didn't overthink it. Can I suggest to you, they had faith like a child. They just said, okay, that's great. They went, they saw, and they told. That's what they did. It says, all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. And what we can learn from this is that hope spreads when ordinary people step into it. That's how hope gets spread. And friends, if shepherds can carry that hope, then kids, you can carry that hope. Parents, you can carry that hope. Doubters, you can actually carry that hope. People who don't feel like you're good enough, you can carry that hope. Because hope doesn't spread through the experts. It spreads through witnesses for people who have found Jesus and want to share him. So what do we do with hope that is fulfilled? What do we do with that? This is where Christmas becomes really personal. Because hope fulfilled leaves you with a choice. You have a choice today. Will hope be just something you heard about this morning, this Christmas day, or something that you step into? See, God says this hope is a free gift. It says that the free gift of God's eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. But a gift only becomes yours when you accept it, when you receive it. You don't earn it. You don't clean yourself up enough to get it. You don't understand everything first. You just respond. And maybe today, Christmas Day, is your chance to respond. Maybe you haven't been in a church for years, or maybe at least since last Christmas. And you're thinking, all right, we got just a few more minutes here, and then I get to go on and get on about Christmas, and that's going to be great. We're all going to go and have family things and all that, or whatever it is that you choose to do today. But maybe today, you need to respond to the hope that's being offered to you. You need to respond, and maybe your response needs to be something like this. Jesus, I need your hope. Jesus, I need forgiveness. I need a new start. Jesus, I trust you. I give you my life. That would be the most important thing you ever did. You know, we have presents and everything. We give each other presents, but we do that because God gave us the best present. He gave us the free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm going to ask everybody to bow your head and close your eyes. And if you have never done this before, if you have never accepted Jesus, the free gift of eternal life through Jesus, then I want you to say this prayer after me. It's really simple, really simple. Jesus, I need hope. I need forgiveness. I trust you. I give you my life. All right, that's all it is. right? So I'm going to say it one more time, and if you've never said that prayer before and you want to accept that gift today, just say that prayer. You don't have to do it out loud. You can, or you can do it in your own mind and heart. Jesus, I need hope. I need forgiveness. I trust you. I give you my life. All right, every head is bowed and eyes are still closed. If you said that prayer, I want to say a quick prayer for you at the end here. If you said that prayer, just slip up your hand. Just slip up your hand. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else? Yep. Thank you. Lord, thank you for those hands that are raised. Thank you for the hearts that have just been touched. And now, Lord, for people that needed to respond, Lord, I pray that you would give them the courage to consider the free gift you're offering them. And for those that did respond, Lord, help them to walk in newness of life today. I'm not done with that. Thank you. Thank you. No, no, I'm not done yet. No, no, no. You wish I was done too, don't you? Right, right. That's the halfway point. Actually, it's further than halfway. You know, when hope is fulfilled in you, then it doesn't stop with you. The shepherds went back to their fields, but when they went back to their fields, they went back telling everyone what they had seen and what they had heard. They weren't the same, and neither are we. If you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you're not the same person. We carry hope into our families. We carry hope into our friendships. We carry it into our workplaces and our schools and into a broken world. We are changed people changing the world. That is what we're here for. So this Christmas, as we go out and go about our business, remember this. Christmas isn't about remembering something God did. It's about responding to what God is doing. He did this over 2,000 years ago, sending Jesus into the world. Hope is not an idea. It's not a feeling. Hope isn't even a season. Hope has a name, and it's Jesus. Kids, I'm going to let you help me one more time, okay? I'm going to say hope has a name, and you're going to whisper what that name is, okay? The answer is Jesus, all right? So I'm going to say hope has a name, then you're going to say back to me what the name is, okay? Here we go. Hope has a name. All right, right, okay, okay. Now, you're still going to whisper, but just a little bit louder. Hope has a name. A little bit louder. Hope has a name. All right, full voice. Hope has a name.
Jesus.
All right, parents, you can help them. Hope has a name.
Jesus.
Hope has a name.
Jesus.
Amen, amen. Hope has a name, is Jesus. And now let's take that hope into the world today as we go out of here for Christmas. Lord, thank you so much for the hope that is in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we get to celebrate his birthday because of the resurrection. Thank you that he came, that you came into our world, into our mess, into our brokenness, into the chaos that we couldn't do anything about. And you became a baby, you left heaven, you lived on this earth, you were perfect, and then you died for our sins, and you didn't stay dead. Thank you so much for that. And now, Lord, help us as we go out from here today celebrating Christmas with friends and family and all around. And Lord, help those who are struggling today, who may not be quite feeling the hope. I pray, Lord, that you, by your Spirit, would minister to their hearts and give them hope. And Lord, help us to spread that all around us in Jesus' name. Amen.